This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I trust that you're doing well today, and we have started yesterday looking at Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And you know, these times together with God really are that, if you let them be. You can let them be just somebody reading some of the Bible to you and talking about it, or you can get your heart ready to hear from God, and you can just pray in your heart, even right now, and say, God, I'm listening to you. What do you have to say to me through your word? I know that I need your input in my life. I need to be changed, transformed by you as you renew my mind. Would you change the way I think about life? I'm listening, Lord, not just to John North, but to you today. Well, we started reading most of the Beatitudes yesterday, the beginning part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, and I want to pick up with the last of those today, starting in verse 10. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Well, that's not a normal perspective on life, is it? Really, Jesus says, eternity changes our perspective on everything. I mean, without an eternal perspective, you would never say, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Why would you say that? Well, with eternity in view, everything changes. Because with eternity in view, Jesus says, your reward in heaven is great. So rejoice if God trusts you with that kind of persecution and ostracism, suffering. Temporary suffering for an eternal reward is a pretty good deal. And Jesus always lived with eternity in view, and so his whole perspective on life was so different from everyone else around him. If you begin to look at life the way the Lord does, then you too will be totally different from the people around you. Most of us, even who are Christians, wouldn't have this perspective on life, rejoicing when people falsely say all kinds of evil against us because of Jesus. No, but the Lord wants you to learn to look at life like he does. He wants to change your whole value system, your whole life, by turning your focus onto the eternal implications of everything you do in life. If you share Christ with 10 people in your life, and most of them insult you for it, but one finds eternal life in Jesus Christ, is it worth it? Well, it depends on your perspective, doesn't it? Yeah. The Lord wants you to see things from the perspective of what matters for all of eternity. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.